اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم، ان اللہ بصیر بالعباد وبه نستعین۔ السلام علیکم ڈیئر فرینڈز، ڈیئر برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، ڈیئر مدرز اینڈ فادرز، ڈیئر سنز اینڈ ڈاٹرز، ڈیئر اولڈ اینڈ ینگ، ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس اینڈ ٹیچرز، ٹو ایس او کیوز تھرسڈے فیملی نائٹ پروگرامز ان دا ہولی سٹی آف قوم۔ صلوا علی محمد و آلی محمد، اللہم صلی علی محمد و آلی محمد و عجل فرجہم۔ So by the grace and blessings of the Almighty, the Exalted, Allah, we are blessed to be celebrating the birth of the Lady of Light, Her Eminence, Sayyidatul Nisa'il Alameen, Lady Fatimatu Zahra, Salamullah Alayha. And we are also celebrating the birth of the founding father of the Islamic Republic, Imam Ruhullah Khomeini. And finally, we are celebrating Mother's Day, or the Mother's Day, or the Mother's Day. But we're not going to get into the syntax and the morphology and the semantics of the whole thing. So, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajal. The Mother's Day. So, I'm glad one of the brothers understood the joke. But in all seriousness, blessings and congratulations and salutations to all of the mothers here, there, anywhere and everywhere. Surely the position and status of a mother is very high, it is very elevated, it is very blessed. May Allah bless and protect every single one of you. Before we continue our program, as far as the birth anniversary of the esteemed Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, we have a very quick quote from Imam Khomeini. His Eminence says that knowledge has been and will be exported to the whole world from the holy city of Qom. Again, knowledge has been and will be exported all across the world from the holy city of Qom. And what else will be exported from the holy city of Qom? Imam Khomeini says, and courage will be exported to all the places all across the world from the holy city of Qom. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Ali, Muhammad, Ajil, Farajam. Before we continue, there is a quick humble request for a Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, for all of the shuhada, for all of our marhumin and the marhumin of all the mu'mineen and mu'minat, and especially Sister Parveen Zahra, daughter of Nazir Hussain. We do want to thank the SOQ volunteers, because on this wilada of Sayyida Fatima Tuz-Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, they went ahead and they decorated the hall very beautifully. They took time out of their busy schedules to decorate the hall with balloons and banners and different beautiful things that you see. May Allah bless those volunteers. Also, the volunteers brought cakes as well to sweeten the appetite and sweeten the environment a little bit. And also we had various gifts for the children and gifts for the sister as well. May Allah bless all of the SOQ volunteers. Again, as we are celebrating Mother's Day, there's a very beautiful tradition from the Messenger of Allah who says that heaven is under the feet of the mother. MashaAllah, heaven is under the feet of the mother. And so it really gets you to start thinking that Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, is the mother of two infallible imams. And if we connect these two together, this means that the heaven of these two infallible imams is under the feet of Her Eminence, Lady Fatima Zahra, alayha salam. We request Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, to bless, of course, first and foremost, all of you, and of course, to bless all of the mothers in the gathering and all of our mothers as well. And we also request the Almighty Allah to bless the Islamic Republic and to bless the Islamic Revolution. For unlike in many places across the world, we have safety and we are able to celebrate these auspicious days in safety, in a comfortable environment. There are many places across the world where still they are not able to take the names of the Ahlul Bayt. And so may Allah bless the Islamic Revolution, may Allah bless the Islamic Republic, and may Allah bless the leader of the Islamic Revolution. I have one last quote again, because we are celebrating the Wulada of Sayyida Fatima Zahra Salamu Alayha, and we are also celebrating the Wulada, or the birth anniversary of Imam Khomeini, and finally we are celebrating Mother's Day. Along these lines, I have one last quote from Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Aisha, the wife of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. She says, Lady Aisha says, when Fatima would go to the Messenger of Allah, this is not a Shia tradition, this is in the books of the Ahlul Sunnah brothers. Lady Aisha is saying, when Fatima would go to the Messenger of Allah, the Messenger of Allah would stand up in her honor. The Messenger of Allah would stand up in her honor, and the Messenger of Allah would kiss her hands, and the Messenger of Allah would sit her in his place.